Welcome to Healing is My Hobby, the podcast where we explore the tools, practices, and curiosities that support mental wellness and personal growth. I'm Jessica Colerco, a licensed clinical social worker, and just like you, I'm on a healing journey of my own. Here, we'll experiment with strategies, both traditional and alternative, share real stories, and discover practical ways to bring more calm, balance, and joy into everyday life. Because healing isn't just something we work on, it could be something we play with, explore, and make part of our lifestyle. In the month of November, we're going to be diving into burnout. And this is our expert insight where I really geek out on a lot of stuff burnout. I love the title of today's episode, Burnout versus Just Tired, How to Know, What to Do. Love it. So let's get to it. You know, we all get tired, but what happens when rest doesn't fix it? Today, we're unpacking the difference between being tired and being truly burnt out, because knowing the difference can change how you recover. In this Expert Insight episode, we'll define what burnout really is, how it shows up in the body and mind, and simple steps to begin healing. Let's start with being tired, something I know all of us experience. Tiredness is a normal, short-term state of fatigue that happens after exertion, stress, or lack of sleep. Maybe you've had a string of late nights, a big project at work, or a weekend full of travel and social events. Your body and mind are asking for recovery time. The key difference here is that rest works. When you're just tired, sleep, a day off, or a slower weekend can recharge you. You might notice your energy and mood start to lift once you've had time to recover. So being tired is your body's way of saying, hey, I need a break. And when you give it that break, you usually bounce back. Burnout, on the other hand, is a deeper, chronic kind of exhaustion. Not just physical, but emotional and mental too. It builds slowly over time when stress becomes constant and unrelenting. This could be from work, caregiving, parenting, or even the invisible emotional labor of consistently showing up for others. Here's the tricky part. Rest doesn't fix burnout. You can sleep for 10 hours, take a vacation, or spend a weekend doing nothing, and still wake up feeling drained. You might find yourself dreading tasks that used to excite you, or noticing your motivation fading away. Here are some common signs of burnout. Emotional depletion, which includes feeling irritable, hopeless, detached, or even numb. Physical depletion, headaches, muscle tension, digestive issues, insomnia, or getting sick more often. Loss of purpose, feeling like you're going through the motions or questioning what it's all for. Burnout isn't about weakness or not being able to handle life. It's your mind and body's way of saying something has to change. It's a signal that you've been running on empty for too long. So let's explore why burnout happens. When we have a chronic activation of the stress response, cortisol plus adrenaline stuck in overdrive, our nervous system never shifts back into rest and recovery. Here are common drivers to burnout. Overcommitment, that can be work or caregiving, perfectionism or people-pleasing, lack of boundaries, systems and environments that reward overwork. So now that we've talked about the difference between being tired and being burned out, I want to invite you to check in with yourself for a moment. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Ask yourself gently, which one feels more true for me right now? Am I just tired? just needing some rest, quiet, or a good night's sleep? Or am I feeling burned out, like rest doesn't really help anymore, and everything feels heavier than it should? There's no judgment either way. This check-in is simply information. Your body and mind are communicating with you. If you're just tired, that's your cue to slow down and care for yourself. If you're burned out, that's your cue to look deeper, to notice what's been draining you and what might need to shift. Healing begins with awareness. When we can name what we're feeling, we can start to meet it with compassion instead of criticism. So as we move into today's healing tool, keep that awareness with you. This next practice is meant to help you reconnect to your energy and ground yourself, even when life feels like too much. And if you are feeling burnout, the month of November is great for you because that's what all the episodes are talking about. And if you want even more tips, go to healingismyhobby.com and sign up for the newsletter because, like I said, we are just going all out on how we can address burnout. And if you're just feeling tired, save this episode for later or send to a friend who you think might really need to hear it right now. So I have 5 tips for addressing burnout. And again, this is my geek out episode, so be ready because I'm really getting into the 5 main things that we can do to address burnout. So first, just kind of looking at rest versus restoration. So tip number 1 is restoration, and we're going to really get in there. But when we think of rest, we often just think of sleep. But there are actually different kinds of rest our mind and body need to fully recharge. If you're simply tired, 1 or 2 types of rest might be enough to reset you. But if you're moving toward burnout, it's usually a sign that you're depleted across several areas, and you'll need more than just a nap to recover. So we want to kind of break that down on the different kinds of rest, which really are leading more to restoration. Let's break it down. Physical rest, okay? This is the most obvious kind. Sleep, stretching, gentle movement, or just lying down without guilt. If your body feels tense or achy, this is the rest it's asking for. Mental rest. This is about giving your brain a break from constant thinking, planning, and problem solving. It might look like turning off notifications, spending time in silence, or doing something repetitive and grounding like a puzzle or coloring. This is where a lot of my burnout comes in. And subconsciously, I think I chose burnout for this topic because I am absolutely in a state of burnout right now. And mine is really from the caregiving component of having 3 kids that are very busy, you know, having to drive them all over, do all the things parenting wise with a very active and helpful partner. We are spread way too thin. And so one of the things that really is helping me is the mental rest. And I have been really enjoying mindful activities like diamond painting. So if you're more interested in that kind of stuff, like definitely check out Instagram because I'm doing reels on all the stuff I am trying to do to address my current burnout. We have emotional rest. This comes when you allow yourself to feel your feelings without performing or pleasing. Maybe that's crying, journaling, or talking honestly with someone who's safe, instead of just holding it all in. And you know I'm obsessed with journaling. Every episode is probably going to talk about journaling. It's a great way to get things out and not hold it in. Social rest. Sometimes rest means pulling back from relationships that drain you or spending time with people who don't need you to be on. It can also mean connecting with those who fill your cup, not deplete it. Creative rest. When you're out of inspiration or everything feels dull, this kind of rest comes from beauty, being in nature, listening to music, or doing something just for joy, not productivity. And finally, spiritual rest. This is about connection. Connection to your values, your purpose, or something larger than yourself. That could mean prayer, meditation, time in nature, or simply moments of stillness where you reconnect to meaning. When we meet the right kind of rest, we actually need, our healing deepens. It's not about doing nothing. It's about doing what restores you. So that's probably why when you've given yourself maybe a day off or you've slept in, you still go back to work. You still start your week depleted and empty because we were just addressing being tired, right? And not really addressing all of the restorative things we need to be engaging in when it comes to treating and healing from burnout. So I really encourage yourself right now, I really encourage you right now to ask yourself, what kind of rest am I missing? Is it spiritual rest, creative rest, social rest, emotional rest, mental rest, or physical? Maybe a little bit of all of them. The second tip I have for addressing burnout is resetting our nervous system and having those micro moments of stillness. So understanding the type of rest that we need is one step. And the next is helping your body shift out of stress mode. That's where nervous system regulation comes in. Daily grounding practices, which are like deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, walking outside, meditation, those are all examples of a daily grounding practice. Let's walk through a quick exercise, progressive muscle relaxation, that you can use anytime to release tension and signal safety to your body. Progressive muscle relaxation resets the nervous system. It helps regulate your nervous system by teaching your body the difference between tension and release. When we're stressed or burned out, our muscles stay subtly contracted. Our shoulders lift, our jaw tightens, our stomach holds, and over time, our body forgets how to relax. This constant tension keeps the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight response, switched on. By intentionally tensing and releasing each muscle group, we're sending a physical signal to our brain that it's safe to shift into the parasympathetic state, the rest and digest mode. That shift slows your heart rate, deepens your breathing, and lowers cortisol levels. Essentially, you're teaching your body, you can exhale now. You're safe. Over time, practices like this retrain your nervous system to recognize calm more quickly and recover from stress more efficiently. So, you know, before I got into it, I had to be a total nerd and describe how it helps you. So, here we go. If you can, find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Let your hands rest softly on your lap or by your sides. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And let's begin. Start by bringing your attention to your feet. Curl your toes tightly. Hold that tension for a moment and release. Notice the difference between tension and letting go. Now move to your calves. Tighten the muscles in your lower legs. Hold and release. Feel the heaviness settle in. Next, your thighs. Squeeze your leg muscles. Press them together. Hold. And let go. Feel the support beneath you. Let's bring your attention to your stomach and lower back. Gently pull your belly in, thinking of your belly button going to your spine. Hold that tension. And then release. Let your breath flow freely again. Now your shoulders, lift them up toward your ears. Hold and exhale as you let them drop. Notice if a little weight just lifted off your chest. Move to your arms and hands. Clench your fists. Hold for a moment. And release. Feel your fingers open, soft and relaxed. Finally, bring your attention to your face and jaw. Tighten your jaw and squint your eyes just a bit. And then let everything soften. Let your tongue rest gently. Your face, relax completely. Take one more deep cleansing breath in through your nose and sigh out through your mouth. Let yourself simply be here, calm, grounded, at ease. You might notice a little more space in your body, a little more softness in your breath. This is what your nervous system feels like when it's allowed to rest. A few minutes of intentional release can remind your body what safety and ease feel like. Let's look more into those micro moments. Micro moments that engage the parasympathetic nervous system are small, accessible actions that cue your body to shift out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. These moments tell your brain, I'm safe, I can slow down, I can breathe again. I want to share some examples of micro moments. We can have micro moments of breath and stillness, where we take three slow, intentional breaths in through our nose and out through our mouth. You can do that. You can place your hand on your chest or heart and feel it rise and fall. That is a simple way to introduce a micro moment, the three breaths. You can do a 60-second body scan. Simply notice where you're tense and release it. Grounding. Step outside. Feel your feet firmly on the ground. Notice the texture beneath. Another way of grounding is run cool or warm water over your hands and pay attention to the sensation. Take a sip of water or tea slowly, really noticing the temperature and taste. Gently stretch your neck, shoulders, or wrists while breathing. We can have moments of connection. Make soft eye contact or smile at someone. This activates our social safety cues. We can send a quick gratitude text to someone who supports us or silently think of someone and thank them. If you have animals, pet your dog or cat for 30 seconds, focusing on the texture of their fur, and see if you can sync your breathing. Listen to your favorite calming song and notice how your body responds. Moments of sensory calm include lighting a candle or using essential oils. Lavender, vanilla, or eucalyptus are very calming scents. Wrap yourself in a cozy blanket. Go out and feel the warmth of sunlight on your skin. Close your eyes and visualize a safe, peaceful place for 1 minute. Moments of mindful presence. We can name three things we can see, two things we can touch, one thing we can hear. Pause before a task to take one mindful breath and set an intention. Watch your pet or child play, letting yourself simply observe joy. End your day by placing your hand on your heart and saying, I made it through today. Each of these small actions can take under a minute, yet over time they train the nervous system to return to calm more quickly after stress. Moving on to the third tip, rebalance boundaries. When we're burned out, boundaries often get blurry. We start saying yes to things out of guilt, obligation, or habit, not out of alignment. Over time, that constant overextension drains our energy reserves. So this week, I invite you to practice saying no without apology. A no doesn't mean rejection or failure. It's an act of preservation. It creates the space for what truly matters to you. Try doing a quick commitment audit. Look at your calendar or your to-do list and ask, what drains me? What sustains me? You might notice patterns, people, tasks, or routines that consistently leave you depleted. Start by protecting just one pocket of your time each week. Maybe that means declining a meeting, shortening a social plan, or simply giving yourself permission to rest without earning it. Boundaries aren't walls. They're filters. They help you keep what nourishes you and releases what doesn't. My fourth tip is to reconnect to purpose. Burnout often makes life feel flat. Even things that once brought joy or meaning start to lose their spark. That's why reconnecting to purpose is such a powerful step in healing. Purpose doesn't have to be grand or world-changing. It might be found in small everyday acts, helping someone feel seen, creating something beautiful, showing up for yourself with kindness. You can start with a simple journaling prompt. What gives me energy instead of draining it? Write whatever comes up. People, activities, values, moments. These are your breadcrumbs back to meaning. When you focus on what energizes you, you begin to rebuild connection to your why, the inner compass that helps you navigate burnout and move toward fulfillment again. And I think in this practice, that might be something that's going to take a while. You know, maybe you are looking and you signed up for something, you signed your child up for something, and you are completely overwhelmed. And so that's not something you can change immediately, but then we can be really intentional next time an opportunity like that comes up. My final tip is looking at professional support. If burnout feels like it's seeping into every corner of your life, please don't walk through it alone. Sometimes burnout goes beyond what self-care and lifestyle shifts can hold. Talking with a therapist or coach can help you unpack what's fueling your exhaustion, identify patterns, and develop a plan for recovery. For some, medical support might also be part of healing. Checking in about sleep issues, hormone changes, or other physical symptoms that come with chronic stress. So it may not just be a therapist or coach. Maybe we need to go get a blood panel, check with our doctor, make sure our health and blood work are in order. And there is no shame in getting help. Healing from burnout isn't about doing more. It's about allowing yourself to be supported so you can come back to life feeling grounded, clear, and whole again. If you're tired, rest may be enough. But if you're burnt out, it's your body's way of asking for deeper change. Recovery takes more than a weekend nap. It takes compassion, boundaries, and nervous system care. Healing from burnout isn't something that happens overnight. It's a gradual process, one that begins with awareness and continues with small, intentional shifts. If you take just one thing from today's episode, let it be this: you are not broken. Burnout is not a sign of weakness. It's your body and mind asking for change, for care, and for balance. Start small. Protect one boundary. Do one thing that reconnects you to your sense of purpose. Ask for help when it feels too heavy to carry alone. Each of these choices sends a powerful message to your nervous system and to yourself. I matter, and I'm allowed to rest. As you move through this week, notice where your energy naturally rises and where it drains. Let that awareness guide you toward what sustains you, the people, places, and practices that bring you back home to yourself. And remember, burnout recovery isn't about doing more. It's about doing differently, slowing down, softening, and listening deeply to what your body and spirit need. This week, try asking yourself, tired or burnout? That awareness is the first step in real recovery. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Until next time, be gentle with yourself. You are healing one small moment at a time. If you'd like to find out more about the podcast, more about me, you can go to healingismyhobby.com. You can watch for extra tips and reels on YouTube and Instagram at Healing Is My Hobby. And also you can sign up for the newsletter at healingismyhobby.com. If you'd like to know more about me as a therapist, you can look me up at jessicacolercolcsw.com or on Instagram at jessicacolercolcsw. Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm.